Health in studio. We have Mr. Lebo in studio, and today we are talking about obesity. So according to Healthy Living Alliance, almost 70% of women and 39% of men are overweight in South Africa, and the country has the highest obesity rate in sub-Saharan Africa. That's a lot, Mr. Lebo.
True.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Masha. Good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. So what is obesity? If someone out there does not know what obesity is, they just see someone who is just overweight. What is obesity?
All right. Obesity can be described as an imbalance between energy intake and expenditure, such as that excess energy is stored in fat cells, which enlarge or increase in number. However, the complex medical condition of the obesity is affected by a host of contributing factors. Obesity is defined as a body mass index of more than 30 according to World Health Organization criteria.
So more than anything, sometimes it's to do with your biology as a human being, but also has to do with what you eat at the same time.
Yes, what we usually do for us to say that you are obese, we measure your mass, your body mass, and also your height, compared to your height, because our body structures are not the same. So if when we do that calculation and then comes up to 30%, then that will mean that you are obese.
Sure.
We can do your
I'm looking at you and I'm like, you are looking at me and you're like, where are you? Borderline.
Yes, we can calculate because of
There
are ranges. We've got the overweight, we've got the normal weight, that when we calculate, then we'll say this is a normal weight, and then this is overweight, or this is obesity, according to the measurement that we get from you.
When you're just looking at me, where do I fall?
No, I think overweight, not obesity. Now,
I weigh about 56 kg.
And your...
And I am my height. Oof.
Your height is?
I think I am one something. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll calculate during the break time. Ne?
Yeah, we'll do that. So I know that obesity is greater than the 2 standard deviations above the World Health Organization growth relevance mandate. Mm-hmm. So with that, the World Health Organization, what is their take on this more than anything?
All right, the key facts about obesity: the worldwide obesity has nearly tripled since 1975, and in 2016 more than 1.9 billion adults 18 years and older were overweight, which is high. Over 650 million were obese.
Wow.
From this number, 1.9 billion. And then 39% of adults, like you said, aged 18 years and over, were overweight in 2016, and 13% were obese.
Sure.
From that 39%, it's a very high number. And most of the world's population live in countries where overweight and obesity kills more people than underweight.
So you can be... That's why this is... slender never gets tired. It makes sense now. Yeah. Slender never gets tired. Yeah.
And
but,
looking at our country, you will think most of the people... because we've got HIV, the rife, HIV and everything.
Yeah.
But now, and looking at the state, we will think most of the people, because we are living on the poor conditions, we'll think maybe we'll be dying from underweight. But the study says it's obesity.
Sure.
In 2016.
Wow. So is it obesity preventable?
Yes, it is preventable. It is preventable. There are a lot of things that you can do. Because if it's a lifestyle thing. Most of us, we eat. Remember, we just consume and we don't exercise.
True.
So whatever that we're taking in, we get stored in our fat cells, and then we gain weight from that. So if you take much, and then we can actually exercise, that means whatever that we have taken, then we're releasing it. That's one of the ways that we can actually prevent obesity.
Sure.
Or do you want us to talk about the causes first? Or
no, we'll go into the causes. Okay. I just wanted to clear it out, because I'm sure someone is in the text is like, you, I'm in danger right now. But it is preventable, as Mr. Lebo did say. But coming up, we are going to get into the causes, what causes obesity. But for now,